The restoration of the monarchy, the two-party system. In 1660, the monarchy was restored, effectively ending the movement towards democracy that had briefly flourished during the English Revolution. Charles I's son was invited to return from his exile in France and became King Charles II. However, the real power of the monarch was transferred to Parliament, with most power falling into the hands of a selected group of ministers. Two political parties were founded, the Tories and the Whigs, and the English two-party system began. The Tories continued the cavalier sentiment for church and king, and were mainly supported by the landed gentry, while the Whigs continued their hounded support for Parliament, and were mainly supported by the urban middle classes. Science and the Libertines. In 1662, the Royal Society of London received the King's patronage. Part of the Royal Society's function was to advise the government on problems which demanded scientific explanation. The Royal Society reflected a fundamental attitude of the period, rationalism. It was concerned not just with science, but with all fields of knowledge, and had a strong influence on prose writing in general, trying to encourage the virtue of intellectual lucidity. But Charles II's aristocratic French tastes soon began to influence his court. In contrast with the Puritan period, both the men and women were uninhibited, cultivating their appearance with elaborate wigs and extravagant clothes. This encouraged licentious behavior among the upper classes. However, the libertines, as they came to be known, weren't just interested in living a life of pleasure. They wanted to experiment with the limits of individual freedom, and their ideas played an important part in the plays and poetry produced during the Restoration. During Charles II's reign, London was struck by two great calamities. First of all, an outbreak of the plague in 1665, which caused the death of about 100,000 people, and then in 1666, the Great Fire, which destroyed most of the city. James II's reign. While Charles II were more successful in managing relations with Parliament, his brother James II, who had more open Catholic sympathies, wanted to impose his religion in a country which was by now mainly Protestant. During his reign, he tried to replace Anglicanism and undermine Parliament's authority. However, the two parties, the Tories and the Whigs, joined forces and invited James' Protestant daughter, Mary, to return from Holland and take the throne, along with her Dutch husband, William of Orange. The king's forced abdication, together with his replacement and the revised constitution, came to be known as the Glorious Revolution. A new kind of monarchy. In 1689, James II was forced into exile in France, and William and Mary were offered the throne, becoming William III and Mary II. It was the first time that a contract between a monarch and Parliament was created. This was done under the Bill of Rights, 1689, which stipulated that the king could no longer raise taxes, form an army, or suspend laws without Parliament's consent. Moreover, in the same year, the Toleration Act granted freedom of worship to Protestant dissenters. In 1701, with the Act of Settlement, Parliament excluded James's Catholic son from the succession. Mary II died in 1694. When William III died childless in 1702, Mary's younger sister, Anne, became queen. During Queen Anne's reign, England was involved in the War of the Spanish Succession against France. When the war ended, the Treaty of Utrecht gave Britain Minorca and Gibraltar and granted it the monopoly of the slave trade from Africa to the Americas.